I'm Francesca, and you're listening to AM 1510 Revolution Boston. Okay, welcome, Dr. Morgenthaler. Thank you for being here today and talk with Francesca.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
What exactly is male menopause?
Oh, my God. This is the most exciting thing happening in medicine today.
Oh, gosh. Well, I don't. Women wouldn't say that about female menopause, though.
No, but listen, all women know about menopause, right? It's like totally out there. And what most people still don't have any idea about is that men are subject to the same kind of problems that women are. It's hormonal. It's related to testosterone, not estrogen. And as men start hitting 35 to 40, their production of testosterone, this critical hormone for guys, starts to decline. Somewhere for most guys in their late 40s, 50s, and beyond, testosterone levels go down. These guys have symptoms, and it's lousy.
Is this every guy, or is it just, or do they all go through it? Like, all women go through menopause. That's it. Cut and dry.
Right. So, you know, there's debate on how many men are affected. It may not be every guy, but there are an awful lot of men out there listening to your show right now, or their wives or their girlfriends are listening, and the guys have this thing. They don't know it. No one's ever diagnosed it, and here's the thing.
They're just tired, grumpy, don't want to have sex.
Yeah, they're like old and tired and grumpy before their time. Exactly.
You old farts out there.
The important thing is that sometimes the guys go see their doctor. The doctor says, Joe, you're older now. You just have to get used to it. So you don't chase your wife around the bedroom anymore. It's just to get used to it. Sometimes that may be true, but for some guys, it's due to a deficiency of this hormone. It's called testosterone. It's not dangerous. It's not illegal. It's not unethical. We treat these men, and, you know, as with everything in medicine, not everybody responds the way that we would like them to, but a large number do.
And this is a testosterone therapy.
Right.
And we know what the pros are.
Well,
obviously.
Most people don't, but
well, I mean, obviously, if a guy is tired, grumpy, doesn't want to have sex, and all of a sudden he's got a testosterone patch, I guess he's going to be happy and, well, I can't say it on the air, but so the pros are probably pretty obvious, right?
Well, they should be to your listening audience, but not everybody's aware of it. So the things that can get better are sex drive, sexual performance, mood, energy. It's important for muscle, believe it or not. It's important for fat, reducing fat.
Won't have the
when
fat
guys'
belly.
Testosterone goes down, they start gaining
the beer belly.
Yeah,
whether
exactly.
they drink beer or not,
it's their midsection gets bigger. Some of the guys say, "I can't lose weight no matter what I do." Guys go to the gym, they can't make any progress. You know, they can't add more weight. And here's a little known fact, but very important, is that men with low testosterone are at increased risk of getting osteoporosis, which puts their bones at risk for fractures.
Oh, wow.
Hip fractures, spine fractures. You ever see older people where they're shorter, so much shorter than they used to be?
Sure.
The guys say, right?
Yeah.
Those are from vertebral fractures, fractures of the main parts of the body of the spine. Men with low testosterone are at risk for low bone density, which in turn can lead to those fractures.
What about the cons, though, of testosterone? I mean, it just as women with hormone replacement therapy, there are some issues. Are there similar issues with testosterone?
Every treatment has some risks.
Yeah.
In general, what I tell my guys, though, is that we're giving them back the same exact chemical that they've had in their body their whole lives.
Mm-hmm.
They still have it. They just have less of it than they used to.
So is this a bioidentical hormone? Or?
Yeah, well, bioidentical is a term that we use a lot in women because there's so many different chemical structures for different estrogens.
Mm-hmm.
For men, it's all bioidentical. Testosterone really only comes in one main form within the body, so it's all bioidentical. But the big risk people have worried about for years has been prostate cancer.
I was just going to ask you about, is testosterone dangerous for prostate?
Right. So that's actually what I've done most of my research for, and why most men want to come see me at Men's Health Boston at our practice, is because, and I take a lot of pride in this, it's taken a lot of years happening. When I came out of my training, what we heard was that testosterone made every man's prostate at risk for getting prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid, if there was a hidden cancer, it would grow like wildfire.
Oh, gosh.
So as I started treating men, as I got interested in this more than 20 years ago, not only didn't we see much of that, but we started actually looking into this and where this old idea came from. This is an amazing story. So at some point, what it looked like was actually that men with lower testosterone might be at greater risk. Because listen, our testosterone declines as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
We get prostate cancer when we're older, not when we're young and we've got great levels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went to find, where did this original idea come from that testosterone works like crazy? And there's a guy named Charles Huggins who won the Nobel Prize in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it for his work that started in the 1940s. And what he wrote was that whenever he gave testosterone to men with advanced prostate cancer, the cancer grew quickly. Testosterone activated it. Ooh. So at the basement of the library at Harvard Medical School, mm-hmm. I pulled down his article from 1941, mm-hmm. and I couldn't believe what I saw.
What'd you say?
So
what'd you say?
The number of men that he actually treated with testosterone in 1941 that led to this whole thing mm-hmm. was 3.
I don't know where I got that number, but I said, watch, it's going to be 3.
The number of men he gave results for was 2. One of those men had already been treated in a different way, so it's hard to know which treatment did what.
Right.
In the end, the old idea that's been unchallenged for almost 70 years
uh-huh.
came from an experience with one individual.
Well, that's ridiculous. So it's okay. So it's not very likely for it to...
So what we've done, and we published this last year, is we had a group of men who actually have prostate cancer.
Uh-huh.
And now more and more we watch some of these guys. You know, we just get follow-up biopsies, make sure it's not getting worse. These guys had low testosterone. They wanted to be treated. In the past, we never, ever, ever would have given any of these men testosterone because we thought it would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But we treated these men, and together with my colleagues at Baylor in Houston, we published on these guys with an average of 2.5 years of testosterone treatment,
mm-hmm.
prostate cancer that's gone untreated, we're just watching them. Not one of these men had a rise in the blood test called PSA, which we used to mm-hmm, mark this.
Mm-hmm.
None of the men had an increase in the size of their prostate, which everybody used to think happened. And none of the men had progression of their cancer. In fact, 54% of the biopsies that we did in these men with cancer who received testosterone showed no cancer at all.
That is amazing. Let me ask you a completely different question. Viagra is like in my face. I keep feeling like Viagra, Viagra, Viagra. What do you think of Viagra?
Well, listen, there are three of these pills, right? There's Viagra, Cialis, Levitra. They're all more or less the same.
Some get
advertised more.
Yeah.
So this has been a godsend for a lot of men who really have trouble with erections.
When
I wrote my book, The Viagra Myth, some years ago, I was really interested in the mythology
mm-hmm.
of what Viagra was. It was larger than life. Guys thought they could take it. They'll be more attractive to women.
I wish I invested in that stuff.
It's going to solve their medical their marital problems and stuff. But, of course, if a guy's coming home drunk every night, his wife's not going to be happy with him whether he takes Viagra or not, right?
Yeah, no, that smells gross.
So, but for guys who have a problem, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see a much, it's interesting how things have changed. Viagra came out in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
So we're 14 years into the experience. I think there's a much broader acceptance of it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very safe. It works. And, you know, the only issue really in my mind is for men who really don't need it.
Right.
A lot of them still want to take it for confidence.
Just because, just in case. It's like the placebo effect.
Yeah. And it does work.
Well, Dr. Kirsch would have an issue with
some
that.
Some guys feel better just knowing they've got a pill in their pocket.
Yeah,
right?
Well, did you see 60 Minutes with Irving Kirsch talking about the placebo effect of antidepressants back about a month ago?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. All right. What are you doing in your practice that's new?
So the biggest thing that we do now is two big things we do. One is we see a lot of these men who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer,
mm-hmm.
who have been told by all their docs they can't get testosterone. We see them, and I'm not saying testosterone is okay to give to all these men, but we certainly go through that and we offer it to some of these men. We have a couple of hundred men in our practice now
mm-hmm.
who are on testosterone feeling better even though they've had a history of prostate cancer. The other thing that we've done that we do now is we really, this testosterone thing for men is huge. Men don't only want to be cured of illness, they actually want to feel well. They want to feel great. And the difference for you and me and most of your listeners on any day between really feeling positive or just feeling okay is just a little thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and optimize that for men. And sometimes it's hormonal. Sometimes it's related to other things. So we do what we call a total male evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
So it involves assessing their hormones, looking at their sexual function, looking at urination and prostate issues. That's the stuff that men care about.
It's a serious test.
So we put guys through a whole battery of stuff. It mm-hmm. takes most of a morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys come out and they really feel like they know exactly where they are and what they're doing.
That's fantastic. I mean, it really, really is. You know, there's someone that I knew a while back, and she said my husband needs testosterone. He needs it. You know, I mean, how do you really know the difference between when a man really needs it and when, you know, he's like maybe drinking too much, he's depressed, but he's been like this sort of, you know, he's just gotten a little worse with age, but really this is his basic personality.
Well, you can't always know. And sometimes there's other things that go on and make a guy like a couch potato, right? He could be depressed.
Maybe he's not happy with his wife.
And that could be too. Yeah. But for some men, it really is a deficiency of this hormone. Mm-hmm. And testosterone affects mood. I have a psychiatrist who's a patient of mine who's about 62 or so who came in. He had low testosterone. We treated him. And he came back after about 6 or 9 months. And he says, you know what? All these men I've been treating my age and or so who I've sort of said they've got midlife malaise, you know, they're just not feeling great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says that's who I was. Mm-hmm. He was self-prescribing himself with antidepressants. He went off all of them. He says, I think that for a lot of them, it's just they've got a deficiency of testosterone. So it's easy to check. It's a blood test. I'm not saying every guy that's lying on the couch has low testosterone, but it should be checked. And if they've got it, it's worth a trial of treatment.
Yeah, well, I get nervous when I see a guy buying a Corvette. You know, it's like, here it comes.
No, no, no. You need to
I'm not trying to make a joke out of this, you guys,
you need more sympathy for the guys. It's hard to be a guy out there, Francesca. It's hard to be a guy. Women have more money these days. They got better jobs. They're, like, better at social stuff. Guys, where what happened to our realm,
okay,
our kingdom?
Okay, guys, we love y'all. Dr. Abraham Morgenthaler, thank you so much for being on Talk with Francesca today. What is your website so that people can find you? If you don't call your wives well.
www.menshealthboston.com.
And what's the telephone number?
617-277-5000.
That's easy. 617-277-5000. Okay, get on it. Thanks for being with me today.
Great to be with you.
Okay, next up, Love RX with M. Gary Newman. No, it's not just another show on relationships. It's another show on how to do it right. The marriage, that is. Be right back. Stay tuned to find out what things you need to do to affair-proof your marriage and about a conversation that your partner will actually hear. When we come back, stay with me. Don't try, sir.